What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris Steiner's city. Do you read me? Yeah, does this studio read me? Okay. Right then. Good. Yeah, this is Chris Steiner, city manager's Revolution Radio. That Wayne Walton will be calling in. He's your usual host today, and I'm just sitting in as he goes around to the local farmers market in St. Petersburg, Florida, and enlist businesses. So you can expect to hear from him. But everyone else is welcome to call in today on any topic. We'll just cover whatever we find in the press today. The call in lines are as on Stream B of Republic Broadcasting Network at 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. And the network is republicbroadcasting.org. We can talk about things like Congan water if you like. I think I can bring up some other issues that I didn't bring up when I had a chance to a while back. Wayne was suggesting we talk about something like Jesse Benton sabotaging apparently the Ron Paul campaign, or what was the deal with him texting Peter Schiff at the Paul Fest and saying that he did want to appeal to the fringe element. So we can talk. I'm just finding out information on that after having watched the video. But whatever implications that has, feel free to call in about. We can talk about a number of other issues I have on my mind here. Like sometimes you hear on community-sponsored radio stations, found they don't have a misception about patriots and the citizen press, the media... made of citizens and the media made of independent journalists alike, and sometimes community stations don't seem to give credit where credit is due. We can talk about how they might have slandered any of your favorite patriots by just misreporting them as being pro-police state, or even associating them as being pro-war, pro-torture, or supporting Mitt Romney or Dick Cheney, or things like that. I've heard we'll speak more about that after the break. After that comes up, we can talk about health issues. That's one of my favorite topics. I'd be glad to speak on health issues, supplements. That's one of my favorite topics. And pardon me, I'm just getting used to once again. You can also listen to again. I have posted there at the We Are Change Tampa website. We have streams in Republic Broadcasting Network where you can click on Stream A or Stream B. It's a convenient little player there, and we have several other streams. In the meantime, this is Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, and there's much more to come right after this.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without a reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Welcome back to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. Here on RBN from 1 to 3 Central Time, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time daily, weekdays, and 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Florida Time, or Flow Time. You're from this area, almost native as I am since about 3 years old. Here in Florida, in Pinellas County, this is Chris Steiner filling in for Wayne Walton today. And we had him, but he'll be calling in a little while to get a better connection for Wayne Walton, as your usual host. And he's enlisted for the new Clearwater Hours at a local farmer's market here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We can talk about anything that's on your mind today. If you'd like to, the number is 877-488-5050. That's 877-488-5350. And got distracted here. And you can listen live, well, especially of limited minutes, on following phone numbers 970-817-5881. That's 970-817-5881. Or the alternate listen live is 302-781-8264. That's 302-8264. Listen live to Network B. And we can talk about anything that's on your mind. I'm going to just look up some of my we can talk a little bit about what's going on with the National Convention here nearby across the Tampa from me in Tampa, and whatever's happening on the streets of interest, call on in, and we want to hear about that. Hearing stories like the police are there saying because they're saying we're here because of you people or you people. This is the fault that we're here and we're just overwhelming others. So, you know, it's all because of this little image in their mind. So that's some of the responses I'm hearing. Or they're riding down the streets saying that these are our streets, chanting that these are our streets. That's what I've heard on the radio. And we can talk about some of the interesting misconceptions I've heard actually on community-sponsored radio locally here and across the country. A lot of it is Carnegie for Rockefeller Foundation Fund. They stay in a very narrow bandwidth of conversation. Want to keep people on the plantation, even though it seems a lot of them have taken the red pill, want to prevent anybody from doing the same thing. They're going to pretend like they take blue pill and try to keep the plantation. An example of that I've heard. Well. Talk show hosts who a lot of have awoken as a result of his voluminous work, of course, is Alex Jones, and raised the point of him is not a personality, but because they say, well, as I was mentioning earlier, that he supported Dick Cheney and didn't call impeachment, and of course, that's a total lie. I had to call your show to correct. Important points, and of course, there was more that's crazy. And he's pro police. That was another particular slant or that's a key. Or I'm going to have to call in on the phone here. It looks like connection isn't that good today. So we're going to push over the phone here.
Hey, Chris, I want to take over and cover while you're doing the phone.
Sorry, yo.
This is Wayne. Check it in. Chris is having some connection difficulties. I believe he's got a changeover from Skype to just a regular phone line. I was encountering the same kind of problem myself for a while. We are now, just drove from Tampa across the bridge going to St. Pete, and I want to thank Chris Steiner, who's standing in for me today, and he was with me on at a Paul Fest on Friday and Saturday. Those are real long days where you start off at, 10, 11 o'clock that you have to be at a booth, and it goes. The booths were supposed to be open all the way till the close of the event each night at midnight. So those are long days, and I want to thank Chris for being there during the long, long days like that. And we, as I was yesterday, we are doing Clearwater Hours. We're now at 13 businesses after 3 days. And having Chris stand in today because we're going to the Fresh Market. They have a Tuesday Fresh Market in St. Pete, and I wanted to go to a place where there's produce, and what's nice about farmers markets is that the owner is right there, so it's easy to sign businesses up because the decision maker is standing right there. It's a concentrated area where there's lots of different types of businesses, and we have some, thus far, kind of higher ticket priced transaction businesses thus far, and I wanted to get some smaller priced transaction businesses, such as, food and, day-to-day necessity businesses. And this farmer's market is, just in operation on a Tuesday, so, I bundled up some of the packets. We basically take packets of currency and then put them into the, you know, envelopes so that we can go around and they'll have another packet that has 100, which is the referral for whoever signs up the business. And as I've been saying here recently is I have three separate businesses in the Tampa Bay area. One is a pool company that we build above ground and in ground pools. Two is a billiard installation, recover, and moving company. Three is backyard splash pads, which is a type of play area. It's a basically flat piece of concrete, paver, or, you know, it could be a variety of surfaces, such as a rubberized surface. And in each of those instances, we prefer that businesses pay with the local currency or Clearwater hours. We prefer, if at all possible, that people pay with the local currency. We'd much sooner have the local currency. So, if you live in the Tampa Bay area and you're interested in a pool, pool table move, or a backyard splash pad, you know, go on to the directory at clearwaterhours.com and check us out, because we absolutely prefer, almost demand having the local currency over top of the corrupt system that is the dominant one. So we are standing this whole thing on its head and flipping pyramids. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I hope you can read me. I'm getting a kind of a feedback. Oh, let me shut the phone away. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, the connection's a little rough. I think you might have a minute or two till break. I'm not sure.
I turned off the speakerphone, so I think I can clearly now. Do you hear me?
Yeah, you definitely hear better. Don't do speakerphone. So anyway, what
sound
I've
great.
Is
mean, it's one awesome news.
Say again.
That's some news. All those businesses you signed up.
We're at 13 businesses right now. We're going to Tuesday Fresh Market, where there's actually an image of the Tuesday Fresh Market right on the money. And just like what we're doing here, this is the correct monetary solution. We are right on the money with the correct solution. It's not the Rothschild International Gold System. We are right on the money. The Tuesday Fresh Market is right on the money. And we are endeavoring to go there. And right now we don't have any food-related businesses. You're in a water-related businesses, so we are, you know, basically you want to take care of the necessities of life from Maslow's hierarchy of needs: food, water, shelter, transportation, energy. And you're in the water business, and we need to go locate some people that are in the food business here at the farmers market. So we're just pulling over, and I'm just going to check in and give you some updates as we progress.
Great, Wayne. I'll look forward to hearing from you, checking in.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Mike.
Well, that's good news to hear. Wayne signed up a couple more businesses here. Let me, my phone sometimes acts up, and I think I'm being read okay. Well, yeah, we can talk about water, and that's certainly an issue that's of everybody's, in everybody's hierarchy of needs. And what my specialty would be in that area would be having learned about ionizers and water ionizers. Of course, you know, having a couple hours to talk, I didn't even think of bringing up a few different points. That's something that would be of interest to everybody here. The fact that different diseases or conditions, some people have said have been helped with helps with their pets, helps their dogs and their cats, and we'll speak a little bit more to that, how there's no placebo effect with animals, right after this message. Stay tuned.
Donate answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
How long until the break? Gotcha. Well, welcome back. Now, Hours Evolution Radio. This is Chris Steiner, your host, sitting in today, guest host for Wayne Walton, who's out and about at the Fresh Market, St. Petersburg, Florida, signing up even more businesses. And he'll be calling back in, signing them up for Clearwater Hours. The site is clearwaterhours.com, coming up soon, and check us out on Facebook for now. I believe it'll forward to the Facebook page at Clearwater Hours. That's facebook.com/clearwaterhours. facebook.com/clearwaterhours is the website, is the Facebook fan page for now. And we can talk about anything that's on your mind. Call in. The number for Stream B here at Republic Broadcasting Network is 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. We can talk about the Republican National Convention. We can talk about Congdon Water, as I was getting into, and I'll pick back up here in a few seconds. We can talk about how the information war is going, which really is not a topic so much for this show, but I was bringing it up a little bit earlier because I really give a lot of credit to those courageous people who brave the front lines in the police state. And the information wars, though, are as important as they are, they're
akin to basically firing your energy into the front line of the police state and of this topic nightmare, technocratic, authoritarian, one world government that they have planned. But we have to protect our front lines as well, and we can do that with things like community currencies, or we can keep the wealth local and keep it as local as possible while having it versatile enough to be able to be traded with other our denominated community currencies. And what I was talking about before the break was with Kangen water. That's the brand of water, basically, that a lot of different water ionizers try to rip off as basically the de facto standard. And what I'm about to explain to you will make it clear that it's really not even safe to drink from them, as I would drink from any of the other ionizers that for home use that I've come across, because simply it's not safe. And it comes down to two things. That's the electrode plating. That's the titanium, pure titanium, dipped into platinum, pure platinum alloy, or nearly pure, 99%+ platinum alloy. And that prevents the alloy from flaking off, as is often the case with the competition. And I can't really name all of them. There's so many. But all you need to know is if the plates have grooves in them, or they're not dipped, but they're sprayed on, and you want to avoid that. And the reason behind that as well is that they'll necessarily have to use a switch mode power supply, or SMPS. The switch mode power supply means that they can shut off when the substandard electrode plates, as I just explained them to you, when they overheat and the power supply is designed to shut off, you're not getting ionized water 100% of the time. So there's no way to know when the power supply is actually ionizing the water and when it's shut off. So you might be getting filtered water while it's shut off intermittently with ionized water. And that's another real problem. So you want to look out for switch mode power supplies and instead get a constant power supply. And one of the advantages of the Enagic machines, like the gold standard, as they're called, is the Levelec SD501 that has 220 watts. So that's a high wattage and it's a constant power supply. I've actually seen up to 200 watts from a company, and they're also made in Japan, but they're a switch mode power supply. So their plates are sprayed on, and that's especially scary that it might cause the plates to flake off because of the especially high power. It might overpower them suddenly and cause the water to turn green. Actually, people get sick from the titanium underneath getting ionized and wearing off. And so that's another big problem, is the heavy metal called titanium going into your system. And getting back to also where you give Kangen water to pets, you can see that usually they're much happier and much more limber if they've been stiff or arthritic. A lot of them recover from their symptoms rather quickly. Maybe there is a placebo effect, because a lot of pets are pretty sensitive to what you're thinking. You know, if you tell them that you're going to get better from this, maybe they understand to some degree, but maybe that's just wishful thinking. And it's borne out, I would say, with my own fellow mammal in the house, a cat. And she got a lot more happy once I got her on Kangen water, a lot more playful, a 4.5-year-old cat. And then we'll talk a little more about that and other things here on Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. This Steiner sitting in for Wayne Walton. We'll be calling in. Please stand by.
Because you can handle the truth.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be in the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils from the Wall Street banks.
This is Mountain Hours Evolution Radio with Chris Steiner, guest hosting today for Wayne Walton, who will be calling in live on streets in St. Petersburg out at the Fresh Market and listing businesses for the new Clearwater Hours. Check us out at facebook.com/Clearwater Hours. And, of course, Mountain Hours is at mtnhours.com. And clearwaterhours.com is our domain that's reserved and will soon be linked up with the official webpage. Nearly bare bones, nearly completed. But earlier, just before the break, I was mentioning some of the things, like a couple of the points that came to mind when Wayne asked me to guest host a couple hours ago, and I was thinking of the 2 points on Congdon water, but most people don't know much about Congdon water, which is basically the Cadillac, the Rolls Royce, or the gold standard of ionized water for home water ionizers. And the idea of pets not being able to experience a placebo effect, where they get more limber and agile and nimble and happier, more playful, and healthier in a lot of different ways, if there might be any diseases or conditions that they have, often
Yeah, this is Wayne in reporting from St. Petersburg, Florida. We are on our way to the Tuesday Fresh Market, which is actually pictured on the new currency for Clearwater and Tampa. Tampa Bay area is called Clearwater Hours. Well, in our journey across the bridges that, you know, as you head down more and more towards South St. Pete, there's just bridges everywhere. Are you there, Chris?
Yes, I'm back, Wayne.
Okay. I just wanted to kind of report in. It's interesting. I've seen a lot of people talking about the, because of the Republican National Convention and the Occupy and all the conflict, that basically they have instituted martial law for the Tampa Bay area. And when we were at the fairgrounds, that was the staging area for all of the police in the region to do security for the Republican National Convention event. But here we are all the way over in St. Pete, in these just little neighborhoods, crossing the bridges toward Treasure Island. We're actually on Gulf Boulevard now. Anyway, there is three police cars on each side of the drawbridges as you cross over into Treasure Island. So literally, it's martial law here in, you know, it's just beautiful St. Pete, and somehow or other in our Orwellian police state, this is, there's some threat, other than some threat of, you know, their agent provocateurs of their, you know, themselves doing something, there's nothing going on here. There's barely even that many people here. It's amazing to actually see it firsthand where they had, you know, three police cruisers on each side of the drawbridge.
Hey, Wayne, that's really surprising. Not surprising that there's such overkill. And you know, I've heard a lot of stories like that where they're just, you know, they're guarding an area like they're waiting for something about to happen. As if, you know, you think that
I mean, just for listeners, I'm guessing that's like where I'm at right now. It's about 25 miles away from where the Republican National Convention is. So they just do these drills as warm-ups for, it's just a monstrous waste of resources. So anyway, I just wanted to check in with that. So, that's in addition to there being drones flying overhead, like, when are the people going to realize that all of this technology and this phony war, perpetual war, it's meant for us? It's not meant for the, the agent provocateur, banker, financed radical Muslims. All of this police state is meant for the people.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all I had. I'll check back in.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you soon. And we'll just go on where I was. Before Wayne was reporting in on some of the happenings on the streets, how he was braving the mean streets of St. Pete, and there's trouble in paradise down here in Florida. Of course, it's kind of a trumped up psyop, mostly just a training exercise. That's how I considered all the warm ups and the warnings and the LRAD deployment and the total denial system, the TDS, the microwave antenna trucks being deployed, and that's something that's really there to intimidate. I mean, it's indiscriminate. It doesn't distinguish between the peaceful and the violent. It's clearly something that's out of 1984 dystopic nightmare. But, you know, we fight the info war, and many people are many boots on the ground doing that, many reporting on it. Ustream.tv, I hear, is a great streaming service to do that, because it'll stop recording and save the recording if you're on a 3G, 4GS mobile device, from what I understand. And it'll do the streaming live for free, and if it cuts off, then they can't destroy the evidence because it'll be recorded. And you might be able to warn certain overly aggressive individuals, no matter whether they're wearing a blue or brown uniform or in plain clothes. let them know that makes people behave a little bit more differently. And that's something that we need to store for the sake of history. This is a historic event here in Tampa. We have the police state with a Republican and the Democratic conventions are basically police states, mobile police states that move in and move out. And there's something that's to be learned from what the people will put up with. And there's going to be a lot of reports coming in over time here. But hey, these people out on the InfoWar, they need our credit, and they need a lot of credit. And we're going to be hearing about their sacrifices, but we need to pray that there are as few injuries as possible, as little violence as possible in the Tampa Bay area, especially this time of recongregation in the Tampa Bay area. So we're just going to hope that everything moves along peacefully. And getting back to what I was mentioning before, how Kangen water, ionized water, is so important. Because it's a good way to, it's the best way I can think of it that I've ever found, most cost-effective way to promote your health. That's from my personal experience and a lot of people I've seen. And I just understand it to be great essentially because it's great at taking the nutrients into the cell and transporting them out. It's a much lower surface tension, so the water is thinner. The molecules are actually thinner, and the molecules are about 6 or 7 atoms per molecule, whereas tap water or bottled water, reverse osmosis or distilled water, is about 23 atoms per molecule or per cluster of water. So that's one of the properties, and the other two are the pH, the high pH that the machines are capable of producing, as well as the antioxidant value. So we'll explain how these are important because you want to keep your body invulnerable to pathogens, most of which cannot survive in a high pH environment, which correlates to a high oxygen environment. The higher the pH, the higher the oxygenation of the body fluid, the lower the pH, or the if you get into acidity, then lower the oxygen content. And we find that cancer, 99%+ of known harmful bacteria, 99%+ of harmful viruses, and mostly parasites and fungus and mold spores are anaerobic, meaning they cannot survive in the presence of oxygen. So if we can deliver oxygen and produce increased alkalinity in the body, it just naturally goes to figure that you'd have better health overall. And, you know, your body does become acidic, but it's good to time. It's very important that you get the timing down when you're going to alkalinize your body again. And do that a half hour, no sooner than a half hour before you eat, and no sooner than a half hour after you eat. Because your body does produce acid to digest the food, and it tries to re-alkalinize itself back to about 7.365 to 7.42 pH. You have acid from 0 to 7. 7 is neutral, and alkaline is 7 to 14. And you want to keep yourself slightly alkaline. That's what the Nobel Peace Prize winner, the two-time Nobel Peace Prize winner, Dr. Otto Warburg, he won his first Nobel Peace Prize in 1931, and that was for showing that cancer relied on an overly acidic, under-oxygenated environment in order to reproduce, in order to thrive, and in order to live. And then he went on to show with his research that the same is true for, like I said, most harmful bacteria, harmful viruses, fungus, parasites, mold spores. And so we find also that a lot of these diseases are mutual, where, and they're symbiotic, where you'll find somebody with a higher overgrowth of fungal, having a fungus infection will be more likely to be a cancer sufferer. And we can oxygenate the system and often help that. Just checking here to see if I'm still connected with everybody at RBN. Good. Okay. I've got to get this down here, get the times down, and set my atomic clock on the next break. If you want to talk to any of the issues with in or around or what you're seeing being reported on the Republican National Convention, call in at 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. And listen live at 302-781-8264 or 970-817-5881. I would like to hear what's being reported because I've been cable-free, and since 2009, I just wouldn't pay for the lies anymore, wouldn't subscribe to the lies. I'd rather subscribe to networks, the archives like RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and learn so much more, listen and re-listen to shows, take notes, and that's very helpful to me. I would like to understand what is going to go on after the Republican National Convention, and if we're going to have any kind of a false flag fallout. Are they going to point to it as an example for increased police state? I'm just praying for the best, and for now I'm thinking, you know, we can rally the troops by increasing health. We can marshal the troops once people are confident enough to understand the issues and delve deeply enough to take action. To even think about questioning authority takes a lot of calories, burns a lot of calories, and takes a lot of time and brain power. It's just a necessary evil, but if we can help people with their nutritional needs, the correct complex of nurture and nutrition, then we can improve our survivability and be more convincing at the same time. That's a known rule, I believe, to be fortified, to have a sound mind, and that follows from a sound body. So if you want to talk about health, we're welcome to talk about that today, too. And the website for Mountain Hours Evolution Radio is mtnhours.com. You can hear us live 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time or 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I take a sip of some Kangen water there. We can also talk about what's going on in the Ron Paul campaign, or lack thereof, life after Paul. That was an interesting expression Wayne just used a little while ago. couldn't help finding that that some people would maybe consider that offensive, that maybe they shouldn't have put so much confidence in Ron Paul and one man. I do find a lot of inspiration from a lot of the points that he's made over the years, but the most important things lately are of the monetary issue. That's the underlying issue. That's the one issue that needs to be underlined, addressed, and put in bold and underscored. And double underscore. It's something that we find with the Federal Reserve is sold us out when they launder $378.4 trillion, I believe it was, the Bloomberg News reported, through one of its member banks, Wells Fargo, just 2.5 years through Mexican drug cartels, $378.4 trillion, I believe, was the figure. And that was just in the last 4 or 5 years. Or we have the title of the Vanity Fair article, is Billions Over Baghdad. That was a 2005 article in Vanity Fair where United States government, thanks to Ben Bernanke or at the Federal Reserve, is buying off the new puppet government of Iraq. We also have their banking core, which was 29% owned by Libya at the time, getting low interest and no interest loans from the Federal Reserve. And that was caught in a question by Senator Bernie Sanders, who did take advantage of the audit provisions that Ron Paul was instrumental in helping implement. And as watered down as they were, Bernie Sanders audited the Fed and found, and also in another 2.5-year period, the $16.1 trillion that the Federal Reserve just doled out, low interest and no interest to foreign banks, foreign companies, domestic corporations as well. And we can talk about that or anything. I'm right back on Evolution. Mountain Hours Evolution Radio.
Fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm Chris Steiner, sitting in today, standing by to take your calls, and Wayne Walton will be calling in. He's going out to the Fresh Market out in St. Petersburg, Florida, hitting the mean streets during this time of year of the Republican National Convention and signing up businesses for the new Clearwater Hours. Check us out at, for now, facebook.com/Clearwater Hours. The site, the domain name is already bought and will be linked up soon at clearwaterhours.com. So please make a note of it. And I'm sitting in here for Wayne, and you can call in at 877-488-5350. That's 877-488-5350. And you can listen by phone at 302-781-8264. So if you're out on the road and you don't have a good connection or you don't have a mobile device, call on in, and if you have unlimited minutes, you're good to go. We'll talk a little bit about monetary issues, because that's the general, generally the issue here, the underlying issue of this show and of prime importance, and it's the vital ingredients to the whole understanding the keys of power. And a very interesting federal law, Title 12 of the U.S. Code, which is Section 411, interestingly enough, Title 12, U.S. Code, Section 411. And this is a federal law that will distinguish here shortly the difference between a Federal Reserve note and a usury-free currency. What we have is a very quick paragraph of at the section, so I'll read it in whole. It is, quote, Federal Reserve notes to be issued at the discretion of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System for the purpose of making advances to Federal Reserve banks through the Federal Reserve agents, as hereinafter set forth and for no other purpose, are authorized. Period. The said notes shall be obligations of the United States, U, capital S. And shall be receivable by all national and member banks and federal reserves. I'm going to back up there because I see a call coming in. I'm going to have to ignore it, but it probably made me cut out, so I'm going to back up just a sentence. Again, the said notes shall be obligations of the United States and shall be receivable by all national and member and Federal Reserve banks, and for all taxes, customs, and other public dues, period. They shall be redeemed in lawful money on demand at the Treasury Department of the United States in the City of Washington, District of Columbia, or at any Federal Reserve bank. So what we see here is that Federal Reserve notes are deemed obligations of the United States, capital U, capital S. In federal law. Of course, this is odious debt. This is unachievable to pay. And because it was debt that was not authorized by the people, they're expecting it to be paid in lawful money or repaid. That's a complete fraud. And we'll get into that usury and more after this short break. So stay tuned. God, shine your light down here. Shine on the love, love of the loveless.
Love of the loveless. Paul Drockton with Drockton Bullion is trying to secure